Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 70 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As we do every week, we will be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. We'll talk about what's happened with the game over the last week, and of course a discussion point. Now let's just dive right in and start with my week and my week in BFA, which has been pretty crazy. 8.3 has been out for a little while now, and as many of you have realized by now, the new corruption BOE system is absolutely crazy for gold making. There are so many different variants, and some of them are just incredibly powerful. For the first time in a long, long while, I actually took the time to get in 3 full repost cycles this week. And I bought BOEs every day as well. I spent so much gold, as we'll see. But I had to, and I've gotten so many sales as well. The BOEs are incredibly good, some of them. The best corruptions are undisputed best in slots for loads of classes. There are items that are literally worth 5 million gold. I haven't found any of those or gotten any of those at a decent price, but I've had some good success. Now, if we look at my sales volume this week, my total sales this week was just over 2.4 million gold. So that's pretty good in a vacuum, of course. It's all BOEs. I sold a lot of different BOEs. I didn't sell any super, super expensive BOEs. Mostly in the 200 to 300k range. Now, even with 2.4 million gold in sales, I still ended up with 1.3 million gold less than I started the week with, because I spent almost 4 million gold on BOEs. So yeah, that's what you need when you're getting BOE flipping started on multiple realms at the same time. So we will see. I'll probably keep up a roughly similar buying pattern for a little while. But we should see our sales increasing, as we now have significantly more BOEs for sales than what we had when the week started. Which this does mean that my total gold is now just under 10 million gold. That's of course a little sad, but you gotta take some chances on the BOE market, especially when it's this fun. Because it's extremely involved at the moment, because you really need to compare all of the different corruptions that are available, all of the item level variants, to figure out which are good and which aren't, and whether or not it's a good price. So this was an expensive week, but also a week where I got a lot of sales, and we'll just have to see where we go from here. My biggest day in sales was definitely today, when I recorded this episode, where I had 1.3 million gold in sales on a single day. And this was also the last repost cycle, so my sales seemed to be increasing in terms of the 8.3 BOEs. So with even more out on the auction house, I should probably see some more sales the next week. Now I've also been leveling my Demon Hunter. It's now 113, so we're getting up there. Once we hit 120, we are of course going to repeat the 30 days to a token challenge. Hopefully do it faster this time and learn loads of stuff about what works and what doesn't work when you're starting out as a new gold maker with the current version of the auction house, because I've never tried that before. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'll try to put in as much leveling as I can, so we can start a challenge in a week or two. Probably 2 weeks is most realistic, but we'll see. So that's enough about BFA. So let's take a look at what I've been doing in Classic this week. So on Monday, our guild transferred servers. So sales are, the numbers are a bit wonky, because I did buy some items that before moving realms that were more expensive on the new realm, some of which paid off, some of which haven't paid off yet. So I ended up, I ended up bringing over two Night Slayer belts. I've sold one or traded down, and I ended up with a very small profit, and then I bought one that's even cheaper. Together with a friend, actually, who's also transferred over, so we essentially pooled the rest of the gold we had on our alts to bring one over. So hopefully we can make some gold on that, at least a couple of hundred. I also made 210 gold off of bringing over a 4 hours compendium of dragon slaying, so that was pretty good. And I have bought some other materials, some large brilliant shards and some fel cloth that I sold for a profit. Of course, we've continued doing all of our crafting professions and stuff like that. And my sales this week ended up at 3,320 gold, which I think is a record for me in Classic, so that's pretty cool. This does, of course, include the items that I brought over, so essentially they weren't actually sales, it was just like bringing over items instead of gold for a slight chance at profits, but it won't be repeated business. So alchemy and the other professions is what's going to have to keep me in business. Right now I have 1100 gold on me and another 4600 gold worth of auctions, so that's a pretty huge increase since last week. Almost another 1,000 gold in increase in total auction house value plus liquid gold, so that's really good. A huge step in the right direction. I have added consumable flipping, which I wrote about last week, is something I've started doing, and it's worked out fairly well. It's hard to find deals, but it's worked. I've gotten sales when I have found deals, so that's really good. I've had a little bit of success with engineering. I haven't tested it much, but a little bit. I definitely need to level my character, my alt now. It's level 25. I want to push it through to 35 so I can get to more max level professions and maybe do some enchanting shuffling, do something with it at least. In particular, greater eternal essences are still extremely expensive. So we'll see, but yeah, the week has been great. Overall, yet again, I'm still bringing in loads of sales. Some herbs are easier to get on the new realm. Overall, herb prices are significantly lower, so I need to spend less gold to keep stuff in stock, but it's still kind of hard to find enough materials. With the release of Blackwing Lair, it's going to be very interesting to see how things shake out after Blackwing Lair opens. So that's going to be it for talking about my week. So let's turn our attention over to what's going on with the game. Now, of course, this week the past weeks we've had the race to World First in Mythic Nyalotha. And this time the Americans brought it home, Limit 1. And according to their guildmaster on Twitter, they spent 250 million gold on BOEs for progress. That's a pretty insane number, but as some of the casters on the method stream were talking about, the best BOEs are worth as much as 5 million gold. With the best high rolls, where you have the mythic base item level version, you have a socket, and you have a good... one of the good corruptions at a nice rank that fits into someone's gear, and that's like a trifecta of factors that need to be there. But if it is, it's gravy. Now, of course, Mythic and all of the difficulties are now out, and we should definitely see BOE prices stabilize. And this is where the meat and potatoes of BOE flipping comes into play. With how powerful BOEs are, we should see Mythic guilds, not the top guilds, of course, because they'll be finishing just about now, but other guilds will be buying BOEs to help push through and finish off Nyalotha. So I expect BOE flipping to be very, very nice going forward, and it's, as I've said before, it's incredibly hard to correctly determine the value of a corrupted item, unless you have Trade Skillmaster installed or some other pricing add-on. It's going to be almost impossible. And I see loads of items getting posted at the same price as other of the same item level, regardless of corruption. Which is a huge mistake, and you'll end up losing hundreds of thousands of potential gold if you do that, so don't do that. Now, if we turn our attention to Classic, of course, we are at the eve of Phase 3 and Blackwing Lair. The Darkmoon Fair is also open, and there are new opportunities everywhere. If you haven't prepared ahead of time, there are still things you can and should do. Most importantly is, of course, to get the new recipes. If you have crafters, particularly leatherworking and blacksmithing, those get the best recipes this time around. With the blacksmiths getting the Even Hand and Nightfall weapons. Even Hand is a good option, especially for human warriors who have not been lucky with drops in Molten Core. It'll be a nice upgrade for them heading into Blackwing Lair. But it's also useful for other races, of course, but humans get the mace skill, so it's better for them. The Nightfall, you want one of these in your raid for spell damage. This is a really good debuff. For leather workers, you get the Corehound Belt, which is very good for healers. So overall, you get a lot of stuff that players are going to want. And these recipes are mostly from the Thorian Brotherhood. There are also some enchants with the plus 15 agility on weapon being the biggest one. So if you haven't farmed rep yet, now is the time. Do it before a raid. And start getting ready to spam in trade chat to get some buyers for those recipes. You can also, of course, we'll be seeing what shakes out. But we can assume that Blackwing Lair is going to use some more greater shadow protection potions, and people are also, of course, going to be using fire protection potion, all of the DPS consumables from everywhere. They may even use flasks. A lot of guilds are using flasks, at least for their tanks. Our guild does that as well, but I think they've crafted their we've crafted our own rather than using the auction house. I did sell some flasks this week that I got in some trades, essentially for the Night Slayer belt. So if you can craft flasks, you can probably make a decent profit with those as well. I would have made about 50 gold if I'd crafted those flasks I sold, 50 gold per flask, which is huge. There are just so many opportunities. Just figure out, if you haven't looked up ahead of time, just see what sells. Keep posting different consumables, look up guides, look up pug requirements if your realm has some large-scale pugs, and get these items out and onto the auction house and into people's hands. That's how you get the gold, guys. So let's take a look at this week's discussion point. So what I thought I'd talk about today is sort of outline my my ideas and my thoughts so far on how I'll approach the 30 days to a token challenge. Now, this is something that I have already done once before, and the last time I did it, I barely made it. We got enough gold on the final day of the 30 days. But I did spend a lot of gold on long-term markets. So, like, the day after all of my auctions expired and I had another 30,000 gold left over, as well as several items. I think I had another 100 to 200,000 gold worth of auctions, or at least items available for sale. And I had also leveled 2 crafting professions to their maximum level in BFA. And I've crafted the Tool of the Trade for enchanting, and I did some other stuff. So overall, I spent a fairly large amount of gold on stuff that wouldn't really pay off within the first 30 days. I didn't try to hyper-optimize for just getting a token in 30 days, because I wanted to just do my regular thing where I don't do farming really at all, and I just do flipping and crafting professions. Now, when I do it again, I'm going to try to be more aggressive and be more optimal in terms of getting the first token quickly. Because the thing that I noticed the most last time I ended up having to do some farming was that it's really important to quickly build up. So this time I will 100% be going at least one gathering profession. I might go both herbalism and mining. Because the plan is to do laps of Na'Shatar, most likely. It could be some other zone if that turns out to be better. And farm materials, and then go post them to the auction house, and probably look for items to flip. We'll be testing out stuff, and do that for a week or something like that. We'll see how much gold I get. I'm not one who really enjoys farming, but I will do it if I have to. And then we'll see. I haven't looked at the spreadsheet for my realm yet, but that's also obviously the starting point, because I want to test out crafting professions from a new player perspective on this realm. But I haven't checked the prices. So I would check the prices in my spreadsheet to figure out which crafting professions I want to go for. Now, I won't have much gold when we're just starting out. So uncanny gear is something I probably won't be going for, because it'll just be a little too expensive to get the first piece. I won't be able to get enough volume to generate sales with it. If you have one on the auction house, it's going to take a long while for that to sell. If you have 20, then you're going to sell one every day roughly, and within 20 days you'll start seeing break-even numbers. But we won't be doing that for the 30 days to a token challenge, because I just won't have the time. So if I'm going to use crafting professions, I want to primarily focus on stuff that moves fairly quickly or where there's a lot of volume. So what I've been leaning towards, for me personally, is I want to test out the material generating professions. So what that means is, number one is of course jewel crafting, where you can prospect ore and turn it into gems, and then you can sell those gems. The other one is inscription, where you can mill herbs, turn them into inks, and sell the inks to other scribes that don't want to bother with the extremely time-consuming process of creating inks. And then, of course, the last one is going to be enchanting with the classic enchanting shuffles. But that does require me to get Tailed Ring as well, and probably requires me to level enchanting and get the Tool of the Trade, which essentially means that it's too slow, and I've already tried using enchanting once. So we will see, but my gut feeling is I'll try mining plus jewel crafting, but we'll have to see what the value of prospecting is. And then based on that, we'll figure out what more to add or not add. Of course, we'll be testing out some ideas I have for flipping materials, because I want to find a new reliable way of flipping materials on the new auction house, which I haven't had time for. And then we'll see if we can find some more cool ideas for gold making. I'll probably have some once I get more embedded into BFA with my mentality, but my head is just a little too much in the classic camp, which is also why I have to do the challenge now, because I really gotta get some more BFA ideas. But yeah. So the rough plan is to start out with some gathering and some flipping, possibly some crafting. It depends on if it looks like I can make gold with stuff that you can do at the very low crafting profession level. And then as I increase my auction house value and my liquid gold, I'll definitely be branching out into more crafting, more and more crafting, and more flipping. I'll be trying to invest all of my gold into stuff that I can resell for more. For the first week, 2 weeks at least, I'll probably be spending down to zero if I can, and then we'll try to go for the liquid cap after that. But yeah, we'll see. It's going to be extremely interesting. We're of course once again going to try to play as if we're not just trying to get a token as quickly as possible. We're going to look a little further and see like how can we do this in a way where we're still accelerating the next token. Because we want to use this not just to farm one token, we want to use this to get to a point where the next token is going to require less time, so that you're gradually spending less and less time per token, and you can spend more time on other stuff in the game, or more time on more time-efficient markets, if that's what you prefer. But yeah, guys, that's going to be it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you really, really, really enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a massive final thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.